Good morning, a Friday morning. That means Melissa Mangini. She is the editor of the Albany Business Review. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Well, this sounds like a very interesting story. From 25 orders a week to 1,200, how these entrepreneurs started a thriving business in the pandemic.
Yeah, there's a popular new business in town called Cookie Therapy ALB. It was started by Ashley Brown and Faye Jones in March. And for them, the hardest thing about running their business right now is keeping up with the growth. Sales have doubled every week for 2 months straight. Cookie Therapy has grown from Ashley and Faye working out of their homes to a commercial kitchen with 20 employees who are filling more than 1,000 orders each week. The business started as just an Instagram account to gauge interest. The first week, they sent out 25 orders. Over the next 8 weeks, they made about 10,000 cookies. And just last week alone, they made 10,000 cookies. Ordering takes place every Sunday for a short window. It was just 10 minutes for a few weeks. And this past week, it was extended to an hour as they were able to grow production. Cookie Therapy is now operating out of Old Daily Custom Catering's commercial kitchen. And the employees who are making the cookies are Old Daily staff who were laid off during the pandemic and are now back on Old Daily's payroll through the Paycheck Protection Program. And Ashley and Faye are even looking into the possibility of opening a storefront if the popularity holds long term.
You have a story about one business owner who is using that PPP loan when most of his employees, I see, don't want to come back.
That's right. So Vic Christopher, he owns Pex Arcade, Little Pex, and 22 Second Street in downtown Troy. When he received his funding from the Paycheck Protection Program, he offered it to 48 of his employees the chance to come back to work, but only 17 of them took him up on the offer. So he had to figure out a way to meet the loan's requirements of spending 75% of the money on payroll in order to get the loan forgiveness. He decided to start on ambitious renovation plans that were put on hold at the start of the pandemic. Christopher hired 10 workers to begin renovating vacant upper floors of the Clark House building on Broadway, which already houses Little Pex and Pex Arcade. And with an eye on changing regulations when restaurants are allowed to reopen, he has decided to make private dining rooms in the space. A hallway will connect the glass enclosed rooms to allow for food service. Christopher says the dining experience will be contactless. Diners will order ahead of time, find food on the table when they arrive, and be able to place additional orders by text. There will also be hand washing stations in each of the dining rooms. The change of plans was not what was expected a few months ago, but the pandemic has made Christopher's renovation plans a reality sooner than anticipated.
She is Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review. You can read more at albanybusinessreview.com. Melissa, great as always. Thanks so much. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you. Have a great day.